3. Thank you, Commander.
These ones think, they don't think. They live. They express. Their only existence is to acquire power. They become increasingly immature in their reasoning capabilities. But with the power structure behind them, they can continue indefinitely, you see. And with replication, they can continue a long time. But those physical expressions can be terminated. You might be able to bring a whole bunch of others out. But in a nuclear blast, for instance, in the area where you might have your replicas stored or your extra suit, you know, they can be destroyed like that. They can be destroyed in the wrong frequency. Now, already, you are not seeing your enemy. And I'm not talking Satan. You're getting pretty close when you watch Kissinger. But he, you know, is a replica. That means, and it means, literally, that the one at the head of the point is a replica. Been around a long, long time. Made it a lot longer than most of you could even imagine.
How long?
I'm not going to answer.
Commander, does he know he's replicated? Do they know they're replicated?
In many instances, yes. They do not consider it replicas. They consider it renewal of self. You see, if you get a kidney transplant, what goes on in the mind? Do you have a new kidney, or is that a replicated kidney, or is that somebody else's kidney that you're borrowing? What is it? It becomes part of you. It becomes part of your emotional system. It becomes part of your consciousness. And as you download a mind, even though you are outloading the energy or soul essence that makes you a living life form, human life form, able to progress, you are now getting more and more and more and more locked to the physical plane. Does the brain of these replicas understand that? At one point, they understood it, but each replication, it is more and more remote. And let me tell you something about remote. With remoteness comes a dilution of focus or thought or interest or concern. The farther back a happening, let us say World War II, let us say World War I, you can still focus on World War II better than on World War I. You won't even know the date it started. Where you still may know the date of World War II. And it was bigger, say, than the Korean War. How many in here know the day that you started into the Vietnamese War? Even I don't know. I'd have to look it up. I don't care. It's remote from me. It's remote from my mission. It is remote from everything unless I'm on that subject trying to teach. Then I will go look it up. We will write it down. And I may have to refer to the writing the next time. Understand the extreme importance of distraction and remoteness dilution. This is why you can experience a death that if it happens this morning, you are devastated or in shock by afternoon, and tomorrow it's more painful, the next day it's more painful as you do all of the things associated with death. And then you go back into your pattern of living, and if you are not just stuck there in this misery of helplessness, you will go on, and time does ease it. Now, what is that? That is remoteness dilution. The farther you get from an event, the more diluted the impact of that event. And if you never were involved in it, it is so remote you cannot relate to it properly. You may be able to cry over a kitten down a well when you cannot even relate to 10 children down a well or 20 million people being slain. It's too big and it's too remote from you and everything that you can register. But if you are within it, it will consume you. Well, what happens is each downloading, each day that passes in their experience, as they become interested in and gain more and more and more power, they're not called to look at their errors until something goes wrong. And by now, some of them have such power that even if anything goes wrong underneath them, they have more power and can cover it up. And now there is a massive shield of cooperation because so many are involved. And it's called blackmail. Look what they're doing to Packwood. Do you think Mr. Packwood kept a little diary for the heck of it? Do you think that maybe he wrote Wilbur Mills was going with a call girl and jumped off the bridge? There may be a little of that. No, what you're going to find in over 800 pages, you think it's all filled with romping through the hay? Tattling on Teddy Kennedy? No, sir. It's going to talk about things like the downed Korean Airlines and William Clark and so it becomes necessary to destroy that man one way or another. Am I saying he's good or bad? I'm not saying anything. Well, are they really trying to bring his diary public? Are you kidding? What do you think Michael Jackson is doing? He's getting himself under medical care to get the skin markings rearranged. The man has a melanin deficiency so that anyone seeing him naked would see markings, patches. The reason he is so light of color is he has this dysfunction of his melanin system, and he would get white blotches, and therefore the doctors were able to smooth this out and bring him into a lighter color. But they didn't bother to do that on his body. Now he is in adjustment. It's exactly what I would expect any intelligent human being to do, guilty or innocent. It is not, come off it, it is not unusual if a child is going to sleep over with someone and he's a guy and you're a guy, is it going to be unusual for you to say go to the bathroom with that child present? And we're talking a little bit older child. Don't you men go to the bathroom together? Come on, what is this? It doesn't mean by whatever that child may have seen that the child was molested, but don't you think by the time that hits the public that that child identified a marking on this man that he's convicted? The point was to convict him. It started out as extortion. Do you think these parents just lovingly cared about their child? They wouldn't have tried to make a deal. They would have said this is so heinous they would have gone first to the police, not tried to extort money from him. And this is what they're doing with Packwood. They want that, and they want to be able to get him rendered helpless so they can take out what they don't want known out of that diary. And they will present to you the biggest bunch of nonsensical garbage while the truth is buried, if they can do it. And this is what you've come to. These ones think they have eternal physical life, and they don't think about it. They just know that when they begin to run down, they can get repaired up. It's like, oh, well, I'll go get my fix. I'll get my little jolt of heroin, I'll feel better and everything. Only it's not quite like that. But it fixes them up. It re-energizes them. They go get a fix. A repair. Re-energize. Or outfit it out again.
How long do the bodies last?
Depending on the stress level. The more stress that body's put under, and I'm not talking necessarily physical stress. Everything about even a mechanical body operated by a brain under stress, it's just like a motor, will deteriorate.
Would it be possible for them to stop the evolution of the body at, say, 21 and dump the brain content into a younger version of an older person?
Yes, and they often do that.
Commander, on Donahue, a couple...
Just a second. Let me finish that. But hold that. You see, it isn't feasible to do that very often. You have to have, again, remoteness delusion. You've got to get rid of that person for a while so that when the younger version comes, it can't be much younger because of public recognition. These ones that are in this elite circle want to be around, my friends. And if they come back, and you see, Mr. Kissinger may not recognize that Mr. Addenberry is a replica. But if Mr. Addenberry comes back 20 years younger, there's something wrong. So this is not a feasible thing to do. It is better to just cross, or you've got to get rid of that person, send them to a recovery program of some kind, and oh, I see now that you quit drinking, you are even looking 10 years younger. You will start with a hair transplant. Oh, you just look wonderful, 10 years younger, you have hair. You have to gradually, if you are in the business of deceiving, you've got to do a good job, or you're going to get caught. And now there's enough genetic information coming out in DNA studies that people would look. So you have to be careful. Now, if you talk about Donahue.
Yes.
Donahue is next.
The video of which I will send up to Doris Neary. The question pertains to replication and soul energy. A couple weeks ago on Donahue, a doctor was explaining that he could take a fertile egg and split it, freeze half of the egg indefinitely, and down the road there would be a child born. And I guess my question is, would that child have soul energy as well as the child that would be born immediately?
Well, what you're not understanding is that you don't understand soul energy or how you come to inhabit or be inhabited by soul. And that is a 3-week lecture. Yes, it can. It has nothing to do one with the other. Any individual can have and will have under certain circumstances.
Would you call that replication per se, or dissimilar?
No, I would call that another birth of an identical twin, whether or not that first one had soul energy or not. There's always that decision at conception whether or not there will be a reproduction. And you see, you're dealing with something entirely different now, not natural selection or natural evolution. You're talking about altered or transferred DNA.
Commander?
Yes.
There was a video that we watched a while back called Duplicate. It was real interesting on how they were doing experimenting, taking people and downloading, taking away their brain function and replacing it with a whole new identity, the brain, and downloading from another individual. So they really obtained a new identity. And it was quite interesting.
It would be, that's very possible.
That
is very possible, and wouldn't you enjoy watching Mr. Bush doing his rabbit trick like Carter?
Woody Woodpecker.
But let me tell you, this is the only reason that you are kept so in the blind, and there is reason and eagerness on the part of politicians in high office to go with you who don't want open tinkering. Because all of these things are possible. Once you can manufacture or replicate anything, it becomes really dangerous. Supposing you once started replicating teammates. Well, they've got to keep that out of your capability and keep it only capable to their little crew. Well, what they don't seem to understand, no, they understand it. They just don't want us to ever get to the point of being able to express it. Is everything that they manufacture, I don't want you to think, now I'm going to assume my God hat. I don't have to go as far as God. Everything that they can manufacture or replicate, I really hate ones who still have a little soul energy functioning, because that means they have soul energy functioning, but they do not have the proper attitude toward God. All ones who are bad doesn't mean they don't have soul. It means they have smothered it, they are in spite of it, they are mistreating it, or they are just practicing their life, and their soul will experience according to their level of growth. That's all. But you take these replications and they still have a soul fragment, that's really hard for us to deal with. We have to allow those ones to go ahead and extend in their own direction. But all these little cute things they've developed, we can breathe life into them, and they're ours. Because they are innocent like a baby, just birthed. Well, isn't that pretty rotten? Well, I guess it could be rotten. On the other hand, they can be programmed. These little beings don't have to be given soul life. They can be further programmed to do a mission of some kind. It's all in the world that has happened with your UFO abductions. Ones are programmed. I personally can do two things. I can further program them. I can reprogram them almost immediately, and they'll turn on their own original programmers. Mm-hmm. Or I can breathe life into them, and they become godly. Because they will just be starting out their journey. That would be called a new soul. And it's got all of these lessons to learn. Unless they are granted an older soul. Those are things that are not for you to concern about now. Who chooses up the older soul versus... Well, don't get into walk-ins and stuff, please. A walk-in, as you would suggest it, is more than... 99.99% of the time is going to be a negative energy. These are stranded beings that take the opportunity to move in, just like piercing a corporate veil. When you let that veil open, you are inviting them in. This is what addiction does, drug use, alcoholism. You go to the bar, this is where these ones, these darker energies, will hang around. And they'll wait for you to get intoxicated enough to open that veil. They will move in and they will experience. Maybe you won't know it. Very often the host knows it. Not at the moment, but later according to what you do while you are stupid. And if you leave yourself open for this, this is what Soltec is talking about. They're going to move in. They're going to move into your Ouija board. It's energy that makes the thing move, whether you're pushing it or your mind's pushing it or something else is pushing it. You don't play with your enemy. Any time you play with your enemy, you could get hurt. Be you a cat playing with a rattlesnake? Maybe the kitten can get out of the way. A grown cat might be able to catch the rattlesnake in the right place to hold it. But most often the rattlesnake, especially a grown one, will find and wait its time and kill the cat. Or at least make that cat pretty sick. When all the cat had to do was not annoy the snake. If you leave yourself open, you're going to get it. And in these closing times, you're going to get it faster. And you who reach out to play with this energy are asking it in, whether you realize it or not. Oh, I want my shield up, but I don't mind who comes. Oh, I want my shield up, and it better be a nice one. But send whoever's around, and I'll talk to them a minute so I can discern. No. You might sit at a Ouija board forever, for the rest of your life, and never have it work for you if you do one thing. I refuse to accept or allow any dark energies in my presence, on this board or anywhere else around me. And sometimes your best friend has become this dark energy. And when you finally bring yourself to clear your space, you're going to mourn the loss of that friend. I'm warning you. It can become such a part of you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a damaging energy. But when you clear your space properly, sometimes your best friend leaves. Both physically and emotionally. The minute you clear your space, what happens to your friends and family? Well, all you're dealing with is a little bit higher frequency on an emotional level. And you cannot separate the two. They are varying degrees of dimensional change, frequency change. And what you see happening when you take a stand and nobody will listen to you, and you know that you are speaking truth, it is because your energy is uncomfortable to them and they are harboring that which cannot abide you, and they're going to back off. And those energy forms are going to take their holes with them. So don't, if you're trying to reach through to somebody, don't threaten them. Just allow none of that energy to come within your shield. You've got enough to share. They don't. Try to keep that hose close, because it will every time try to take the host, and most of the time will do so. That's why they've had to train you in all the negative aspects. It is not nice to be rude to anyone. It's, you know, we must abide everyone. You don't have to abide what they do. You don't have to approve of it. You don't even have to say anything to them. All you have to do is be balanced within. Because so often, what these evangelists do is go out and insult. They only show their own ignorance. insulting someone only makes them more adamant to get you. And it is not them that's at fault. It is whatever actions they perceive to be okay versus what you perceive to be okay. You can love a person and condemn what he does. You don't even have to condemn it to him.
Commander, we watched another video called The Looker, and on that one they had a little light, used a light ray in a gun, and it would cause a hypnotic state, so you became invisible to them as you shot them, and time passed quickly. Do they really have instrumentation like that?
Sure.
That kind of technology?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. It was just amazing what they were able to do by building that. They could, yeah, and then they got into television hypnosis. They would computer program the dimensions of a person, then use it, then program that person on the television for advertising, and hypnotize those people watching. And the person weren't even alive after that. They would get rid of them, you know, through the hypnotic gun deal. Amazing.
A stage hypnotist can do it. A stage hypnotist could literally put every one of you, without your knowledge, into a trance and make everything, say, from half the room on forward, totally invisible to you. Does that mean that the entities are not there? No, it means that you will not perceive them. In fact, a lot of the training program, Dorma could do that herself right up here. Once she got rid of me, it's easy for me to do. And that's why I don't like to even play those kinds of games. And I've trained her well enough that it's a serious enough thing that we don't play with it. But part of the training program, you go through, and after you have someone in a trance, you tell them that they won't remember a certain number, let us say 4. And then it's fun to watch what these people do and how creative they become to avoid saying, I don't even, you know, they will not even recognize when they get to where they know something should be in there. And it's really fun to watch. They will count 1, 2, 3, dynamite, 5, 6, and then very often they'll go back to dynamite, because it doesn't sound quite right, or they'll miss it entirely. But usually the mind is creative enough to put something else in there rather than leave the void. But they will not until you allow them to put it back in there. They literally, it is gone. I don't mean just set over here. It is gone. There is no number such as that. And if it's easy for a student of hypnosis to do that, guess what a professional can do to you? And that's what they do to you through that tube constantly. But don't you notice how much more you can witness without it getting to you, other than your nerves? You know, I can't listen to that racket anymore, or look what they're doing. This is why they cannot entrap you if you keep your shield up. It cannot get through to you. Just knowing what they're doing, they cannot reach through to you. You are suckers. One who does not want to be hypnotized, believe me, no matter what. If they say, you cannot hypnotize me, that is the easiest one. Because they know you can, and they have to express that. But one who says to himself and never shares it with you, you're not going to. That's all there is to it. And one who rushes up and says, oh, hypnotize me. Well, that, of course, is the best one. But those ones who think you can't, a good hypnotist can put them out first. as long as you know what they're trying to do to you. And you spend your time watching what they're saying, but thinking what they mean. Reversing it. Your mind will finally take that over for you. Now that sounded pretty good, what they really mean. And you'll be pretty close. You're getting better and better at it. Look at your selection of what you watch. Why would you choose those particular labels? Is it because there's absolutely, you know, nothing else in the video store? You will move toward what interests you and the subjects that interest you. And some of them are going to be good and some of them bad. But here is where you really could enjoy sharing. You know, even more than going to a motion picture. There's some pretty good ones out there. Some of them are so far-fetched, you know. The X-Files are not too bad as far as they go. And then they always have to do something stupid to ruin it. But these things are all not only possible, they are being done.